Okay, perfect. So, oh my goodness, today I do have an amazing lady that, oh gosh, it's a total honor for me to be able to have her here with me in this call. I know that every single person that is being doing this call has like a huge amount of impact in so many lives during this career, this beautiful career. And one of them, in my personal, is this lady. When I met her, it was actually a post-ambition event. It was right there in Dallas. I was able to see a lot of people that actually speak Spanish. Maybe you guys don't know, but when I started my business, I knew Ambit from A to C, everything in English, right? But for me, it was a missing link. For me, it was something that it was like a need. I can hear my mentors, and I can be able to hear the team, and I can be able to hear a lot of people and all that. And, oh, my gosh, this is an amazing opportunity. You can be able to do this, and you can be able to accomplish this, and yada, 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 right? But for me, it was like something else missing, right? I wasn't able to hear anything about leaders for that they speak Spanish. I wasn't able to see no one that they were doing this in Spanish. It was like, for me, it was like a unknown area of my business. So long story short, I was already a senior. I was moving myself already to become an executive. I was really close to become an executive. And for me, I wasn't able to see Ambit as a whole. It was something missing for me. So when I walked into that particular meeting, I started seeing a lot of people. It was a room full of people who actually speak Spanish. For me, it was like the most powerful thing. For all the leaders that who know speak Spanish there, you guys don't have no idea what you did to me that day. Because in that day, I was able for me to be able to log in and be able to see that this was something for me, because somebody else, it was already there. They were already making these trainings. They were already making things happen. It was a whole thing for me that actually I was able to think like, oh my gosh, I'm home. That's for me. And oh, before I continue, I want to express that you guys, I'm going to do this interview and this training in English and Spanish. We're going to do like the translation. So in that way, you guys can be able to hear that. And for all the people who speak Spanish, muchas gracias por estar el día de hoy aquí. Les vamos a hacer lo que es la traducción, tanto en inglés al español y viceversa. So let me just continue saying this. I don't have words that I can be able to express my gratitude to this lady. The day that she started presenting, it was in front of me, she made me cry. This business is like a baby. You're going to carry, you're gonna love it, and you're going to expect that it's going to grow to become a beautiful baby. It's like having a baby in the womb. That was her training that day. I remember that even though that sometimes that you're in pain, that sometimes that you are like having all these issues, like you still gonna love this business. You're gonna still gonna make it grow, and you're gonna protect it, and you're gonna make it like the most beautiful thing, because it's something that is coming out of yourself. You're gonna grow this baby as is your child. And just think about it. Today is Father's Day, and thank you so much, guys, for you guys be able to take your time out of it and be there in the celebration and be there here with us, so in that way we can be able to have this beautiful lady sharing all her knowledge. But enough about me trying to bring the words together for me to be able to bring this lady up. Let me just give like some of the accolades for her. Gosh, it's a huge list. Well, she is a national consultant. This lady is being featured in Success from Home magazine, In and Out. She's part of the cover, and also like she got a profile there. She's a winner of Easy Power Team. She got over 6 5-star trips. She has as well a Pure Energy Award, which was in back in 2020. She's part of Top 50 Income Earner. She's a coach. She's a speaker. She's a trainer. She's a beautiful soul, a beautiful lady that, as well, she's certified by John Maxwell. And, I mean, like, she is founder of Mujeres Sin Fronteras USA. This lady is a rock star. This lady has been changing so many lives. And you guys, particularly mine, she was able to put that seed in me that this is possible, that this is something that you can be able to accomplish. If you put the heart, the soul, this is something that you're going to love as much as you love your kids. If you put it into that level. You guys, I do have the complete pleasure and honor to bring this powerful lady. With all you guys, I do have national consultant Elizabeth Jimenez. Elizabeth, can you hear me? Elizabeth? Okay, I think we have like some problems here. Let me just...
She might be not on the moderator line. So
probably that's what happened. Let me just give her a call. Yes. Hello? Bueno?
Sí, aquí estoy.
Perfecto. Okay, so, you guys, you hear me. So, this is one of the things that I love is, like, you can be able to see that you are a human. You're like, a human being. So, we're not other, like, different than anybody. Como pueden darse cuenta ustedes, o sea, nosotros estamos aquí y somos humanos todavía. Pasan cosas, la tecnología a veces nos hace jugadas y eso, pero aquí estamos. Technology do their thing, so it's okay. We're here. So this is going to be like one of the interviews that we're going to do like back and forth in English and in Spanish. So in that way, you guys can be able to hear from her. So like anybody can be able to do this. And if you guys can be able to master us, Elizabeth Jimenez, please. Oh, my goodness. I'm shaking, Elizabeth. En serio, estoy temblando. De veras, tú no sabes. Tú no sabes lo mucho que me impacta tu presencia. Y, o sea, por teléfono es así como que es un sueño. Like, believe me. Like, guys, I'm shaking. I can barely say a thing. It's really hard for me to be able to keep it together because of this powerful lady. And it's just like, okay, I'm so nervous. I'm not going to lie. Because this lady is just like, God, believe me, like... okay, so let's see if we can be able to make this happen. Well, Elizabeth, muchísimas gracias por estar aquí. De veras, no sabes lo mucho que te agradezco que estés con nosotros.
Al contrario, Lupita, gracias a ti por la invitación. De paso, un feliz Día del Padre a los papás Ambit. Vamos a llevar lo mejor en estos minutos que vamos a estar aquí. Muchísimas gracias.
Well, perfect. So I was giving her thanks for being here with us, and also she was saying that thank you so much for being for me to be able to invite her here, and as well, like she wants to say happy Father's Day to all the Ambit dads that they're out there. We're gonna try to make it the best in this following minutes. So okay, so this is the first question. Okay, esa va a ser la primera pregunta. Háblanos acerca de ti. ¿Y cómo es que Ambit llegó a tu vida? Please talk about how it was your life before and how was Ambit that it came into your lap.
Ah, muy bien. ¿Me escucha, Lupita?
Sí.
Sí, okay. Elisa, ¿quién es Elizabeth Jiménez? Elizabeth Jiménez es de México, del estado de Chiapas, bien al sur de México. Llegué a este país hace 22 años. Llegué a lo que es la limpieza de casa, a vender productos. Mi rutina era un poco interesante. Cuando llega Ambit a mi vida por medio de un amigo muy querido de mi esposo y mío, nos platicó de esa gran bendición, yo no lo dudé, porque el tiempo que mi esposo y yo estábamos pasando no era un tiempo de calidad. Más bien, nuestros trabajos nos estaban absorbiendo tanto a él como a mí. Así que cuando me llega esta oportunidad, yo la tomé, sentí que era la gran oportunidad de mi vida por la cual yo había venido a este país, Lupita.
Oh, my goodness. Y muy cierto. Okay, so she was saying, like, who was Elizabeth Jimenez? She is from Chiapas. That's a state from all the way to the south from Mexico. She came here 22 years ago, and when she came here to the U.S., she came into what was the cleaning service and into sales as well because she was selling some products. Her routine was no interesting at all. It was like so boring. And she was able to find out about Ambit thanks to one of her husband's friends. And they, at that time, they didn't have like no time, no quality at all. And because their jobs, they were like literally absorbing everything out of him and her. When she was able to see the opportunity about Ambit, she understood that Ambit, it was actually the reason why she came all the way here to the U.S. Wow. O sea, sí, hay veces que nosotros pensamos que necesitamos entender el porqué de las cosas, pero hay veces que se nos olvida el para qué.
Exacto.
Sometimes we forget about, like, the actual meaning of things because we always looking for the why, but we are not looking for what. And that's when they have like a totally different meaning because we start seeing things in a different perspective. And she says exactly. So another thing is like how, like the next question is how is that you get that transformation in your mentality? Otra de las preguntas, la siguiente pregunta es, ¿cómo fue que existió esa transformación en tu mentalidad?
Bueno, prácticamente cuando las personas como yo, que no venimos de un trasfondo del mercadeo en red, o personas que nos dijeron que había una forma diferente anteriormente, quizás es un poco que te cuesta un poco entender lo que es lo que ¿qué, a cómo se debe de construir correctamente? Yo escuchaba a los líderes, yo escuchaba a los que en ese tiempo ya eran nacionales. Siempre los escuché y los observaba. Dos cosas, Lupita. Los escuchaba y los observaba a los que en ese tiempo ya eran nacionales. Los que con su testimonio decían que cómo tú deberías de construir independientemente de lo que es ganar el cheque. Eso a mí me impactó muchísimo de los nacionales que en ese tiempo, yo entré en el 2010, a fines del 2010, entendí que tenía yo que apalancarme de los libros, de los audios y siempre tomar la oportunidad de los entrenamientos, nunca poner excusa a no faltar a los entrenamientos. Siempre lo puse como prioridad en mi vida. Y eso fue cambiando la forma de cómo construir a cómo estar inscrito en Ambit.
Wow. Sí, me acabas de dar un aha moment ahorita. Pero sí, es muy cierto. I just have an aha moment, you guys, because this is one of the things that she was saying. Like, well, the way that she came in, she recognized that people like her, that they don't have, like, no background in MLM or nothing, like, similar into this, because even though that sometimes we hear that it is other people that are doing this, but we don't have the opportunity. It was difficult first, and also like she understood that she needs to learn how to be able to build since the beginning. It was correctly and be able to listen and observe what other people were doing it. Because it was like with their testimony that they were, how they were able to build their organization and be able to do this with integrity and not only to just get the check. She was able to have the leverage through books and audios and events and as well like everything that they were like doing through the trainings. She decided that she was not going to put no excuses for her to be able to do this, and because AMBI become her priority in her life. She became a consultant at the end of 2010. And since that day, she understood how she needs to do the things the right way. Eso es una de las cosas que me impacta muchísimo de tu persona, que no te dejas doblar, no dejas que otras cosas hagan efecto en, mm-hmm. en lo que es tu persona y lo que es tu negocio. And this is one of the things that I admire about her, because she is able to become herself like really strong, and she doesn't let other things and other people's actions to be able to let her bend into what is going on into her business and affect her, obviously, because she's doing it the way that it's supposed to be. Y una de las preguntas que, o sea, tengo más adelante, pero siento que es el momento de decirlo, ¿qué significa para ti nunca sacrifiques tu integridad por crecimiento? Well, I do have this question that it will come later on, but I feel like right now is the right moment to say. And like, what it means for you never sacrificing integrity for growth?
Muchísimo, Lupita. Yo siempre, mi mamá me dejó algo cuando ella vivía. Cuando uno tiene el temor de Dios, cuando uno sabe que lo primero, lo correcto es para Dios, tú siempre vas a hacer las cosas correctas. Así que cuando yo supe esa frase de nunca sacrifiques integridad por crecimiento, era algo como reafirmarlo. Pero cuando uno conoce de Dios y tiene el temor de Dios, no es tan difícil entenderlo, es simplemente aceptarlo y punto.
I mean, that's so true. It means a lot because my mom left me this teaching that one of the things that we need to be able to understand is that we need to be able to be afraid of God, meaning that you need to be able to know that you need to do the right things, the correct things, and reaffirm that what are you doing is the right thing that you can be able to put in front of God, and then you can be able to accept that you are doing the way that it should be and be able to actually do the right thing, because it has to be something that you can be able to do and it will be okay for God. Muy cierto. Hay veces que se nos olvida que uno tiene que hacer las cosas conforme nuestras creencias y lo que nosotros mucho conocemos como el sentido común, ¿cierto? Hay veces que se nos olvidan esas cosas que dices, si otras personas lo hacen, pues yo también, cuando no es así.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the things that I said is like, it's true, because sometimes we don't recognize that we should do the right thing, and even though that people are not looking, we should be able to do it. And for many people, it should mean as well that it's a common sense. So in that way, you can be able to do the right thing no matter what. So other question that I have for you, how is it that you discovered that this, meaning AMBIT, it was the answer for many things in your life? ¿Cómo fue que tú descubriste que esto, refiriéndose a AMBIT, era la respuesta que estabas buscando para muchísimas cosas en tu vida?
Bueno, recuerda que hay una frase que dice, si el tiempo y el dinero no fuera el problema, ¿qué estarías haciendo?
Oh, cierto.
O sea, si el tiempo y el dinero no fuera el problema en tu vida, porque muchas veces en las presentaciones o entrenamientos nos dicen, hay personas que tienen dinero, pero no tienen tiempo. O hay personas que tienen tiempo, pero no tienen el dinero. Y yo vi que AMBI no solamente te daba esas dos cosas, sino te daba mucho más que eso, que es ayudar a construir el sueño de cientos y cientos y cientos de personas. ¿Cómo lo descubrí? Con esa frase. ¿Qué harías si el tiempo y el dinero no fuera el problema? AMBI es, prácticamente AMBI es un combo completo. La verdad que lo es.
Oh my gosh. Siento que esos entrenamientos son personales. I feel like this training, guys, is like a personal training for me. It's like, oh my gosh. It's like one of the things that she said is like, well, she said this, guys. She understood this question. It was if time and money were not a problem. One of the things that she understood during the trainings is that they were always saying this phrase. And what it means about that is that she knows a lot of people that they have a lot of time, but they don't have money. And vice versa, they have money, but they don't have time. So, like, that's one of the things that she was able to see, that Ambit gives, like, more. Because you can be able to gain both things, time and money. Money and time. And then how it was, like, the way that she understood that it was this was the thing, it was because she was able to build and help as well, like, to get the pieces together. So, in that way, other people can be able to achieve their dreams. Ambit is the full, the whole combo. And it's like, it's true. Because like one of the things that I see is that I do have more time and I can be able to choose whatever I do with my time. And I can be able to choose whatever I can be able to achieve. But this is because I do have time and as well the money. So in that way I can be able to do things with my family. And that's priceless. Es una de las cosas que yo veo que sí es cierto, ¿no? O sea, tienes tiempo, tienes dinero. ¿Por qué tienes más tiempo? Porque pues puedes estar más tiempo con tu familia, pero también puedes compartir más cosas, más experiencias con ellas, precisamente por el hecho de que tienes dinero. Y pues sí, eso es muy cierto. Hay una de las cosas que me impactan, aparte, o sea, todo tu ser me impacta, ¿verdad? O sea, de la A a la Z, qué haces, qué no haces y eso. Pero platícame, ¿cómo es que encuentras el balance entre ser mujer, empresaria, madre de familia, esposa, etcétera, 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 etcétera? So, I do admire everything about you from A to C, but explain one thing. How is that you can be able to find the balance between being a woman, a businesswoman, be able to be still like a wife, being a mother, etcétera, etcétera, etcétera.
Muy buena pregunta, Lupita. Muy buena pregunta. Sabes que Maxwell menciona en uno de sus libros, no administres tu tiempo, administra tu vida. No administres tu tiempo, administra tu vida. Y cuando yo la comprendí, la entendí, la leí, la razoné, wow, comenzó a cambiar el rumbo de todas las facetas que tú acabas de mencionar. Y definitivamente, cuando tú sabes para dónde vas, cuando tú sabes qué es lo que quieres, no andas confundida y no andas diciendo no tengo tiempo, no andas... o sea, cuando tú sabes para dónde vas y sabes qué es lo que quieres, hay claridad en tu camino y tú puedes hacer maravillas con lo que tú estás en el momento desarrollándolo. Todo lo puedes hacer, siempre y cuando tú sepas para dónde vas. Definitivamente hay prioridad y hay importancias. Por eso son muy importantes los entrenamientos. Como yo te estoy hablando ahorita, yo no te podía hablar hace 8 años, 7 años, el entrenamiento, la capacitación, los coaching te llevan a poder hacer lo mejor de ti.
Oh my goodness, that's so true. And if I make a big pass, it's because I'm making notes, guys. Oh, my gosh. Es muy cierto. Y si hago pausas es porque estoy haciendo notas.
Sí.
Well, John Maxwell told her that she needs to understand this phrase. Don't manage your time, manage your life. And this phrase was huge for her. This quote, it was really huge for her because in that way she was able to see where she needs to go. because at the time that she started understanding, she was able to be able to enter into all these categories in her life and be able to understand what was important and what was a priority and how is that that she can be able to get the best of the best out of her. That's why this is so imperative, all these trainings, because in that way, you will be able to change over time, because the way that she's talking right now is not the way that she was talking 7, 10 years ago, because she was able to put the discipline, so in that way she can be able to be where she is right now. God, it's like, es una de las cosas que me fascinan sobre ti. ¿Por qué? Porque, o sea, es posible que puedas encontrar ese centro en el cual tú puedes agarrar y manejar las cosas de una forma tan armoniosa, de la forma, o sea, como tú, o sea, he seguido tu carrera desde que te conocí y he visto cómo es de que puedes agarrar y manejar las cosas. O sea, quisiera yo tener un reality show donde pudieran decir un día en la vida de Elizabeth Jiménez, me iría yo por toda la temporada, ¿verdad? Pero one of the things that I love about you is like the way that you do things, the way like really happily you can be able to manage things. And I've been following your career over the years since I met you, and I can be able to see that, oh my goodness, the way that you're doing things, it's amazing. If I will be able to have like a TV show, I will have like this, like one day in the life of Elizabeth Jimenez, I bet there will be like a whole season and I will be watching it. So es una de las cosas que me fascinan, me encantan, ¿cierto? Y yo sé que a veces es muy difícil y precisamente por eso quisiera yo saber cuál fue uno de tus mayores obstáculos y cómo fue que lo superaste. I know that sometimes it's really hard, and that's like really want to know what was one of your biggest obstacles and how it was that you will be able to overcome.
Wow. Una pregunta más interesante. ¿Cuál es? Sí, y sabes que esa me la hacen mucho. ¿Cuál ha sido mi mayor obstáculo en esta carrera de Ambit, en estos 10 años que llevo en Ambit? La verdad, mi mayor obstáculo ha sido retarme a mí misma. Ese ha sido mi mayor obstáculo, retarme a mí misma. No señalar, no... ¿Cómo te puedo decir? En la parte de que yo debo de hacerlo, creer, y eso es lo que muchas veces falla en el ser humano. A veces tú puedes creer en miles de personas, pero a veces no crees en ti mismo. Entonces, yo me retaba, el retarme a mí misma, eso ha sido mi mayor obstáculo, el retarme, el ponerme la milla extra, eso, yo misma, no a los demás, sino yo misma. Yo digo, si yo doy la milla extra, yo puedo dar la milla extra. Entonces, eso ha sido el obstáculo más grande. No ha sido ni los clientes, ni los consultores, ni la parte de aprender el mercadeo en red. No. El obstáculo ha sido yo misma, el retarme a mí misma.
Oh, my gosh. That's a true. The thing that she said, like... Oh my goodness, me dejas sin palabras. O sea, estoy tratando de acomodarme de mis ideas y lo demás y es like, wow. O sea, solo tú. Por eso siempre cuando digo de ti es que puedo mover cielo, mar y tierra, mover todas las placas tectónicas, fundirlas si fuera necesario. Y o sea, mira, por eso estás donde estás y por eso eres quien eres. Por cosas así, como esto que me acabas de decir. Guys, it's kind of hard for me to be able to keep it together because it's like I'm trying to say a thing, and that's why one thing that I always see her, that she can be able to move heaven, earth, the seas, and all that kind of stuff. She can be able to put together like all the tectonic plates and be able to make it one. And that's one of the things that I said, because she does the things, she says the things, and that's why she is who she is. What she was saying, guys, let me explain this. if I can be able to make it to you, like, right? One of the major obstacles, they're like, the question is a really good question, and actually is one of the most common that she got. What was her major obstacle? Is that out of these 10 years, the only thing that she's been able to is actually challenge herself. She doesn't have nothing to point it out. Like, she doesn't have no one to say, like, oh, this is how. It's like, no. She doesn't have no point of comparison with nobody else, because she put herself into the mindset that she has to do it. One of the things that is really hard is that we can be able to believe in thousands. We can be able, like, to believe that anybody can be able to make it happen in this business, and they have, like, all the qualities and all the everything that is needed for them to be able to success, to be successful. But it's really hard when we don't believe in ourselves. So you can believe in thousands, but not yourself. And that's one of the things that she is really disciplined about, it because she goes and do the extra mile. She put in her mind to do the extra mile, because it's like, if she gives, she gets. If she gives the extra mile, then she gets the extra mile. That's the only thing that it was like the most difficult obstacle for her. It was to actually understand that it was her and only her. It's not the customers. It's not the MLM. It's not the fact that talk to consultants, to prospects, to nothing like that. It's actually to understand that it's about herself, to challenge herself and be able to give everything and execute and give results. That's her. Oh, my goodness. O sea, yo me lo estoy, o sea, sí, estoy haciendo las notas y lo demás, y estás haciendo que muchas de las cosas del porqué de esto, ¿no? De por qué eres quien eres, por supuesto, se está dando el extra que muchos de nosotros a veces decimos, luego. That's one of the things that sometimes we give, like, you know, like, all everything and all that, but sometimes, like, we are to the position that many of us, we say, like, later, right? And that's why, like, she doesn't give herself that, and that's why she is where she is right now. So, I know that this is, like, one of the things that it was for you to be able to overcome. But there is a reason why everybody is doing what we're doing, right? There is a reason why I decide to do Ambit. There is a reason why we decide to don't give up and all that. Can you share with us what is your why? Hay muchísimas cosas que nosotros desde aquí lo tenemos, ¿no? Y hacemos y decidimos el por qué salimos adelante y seguimos y no paramos. Y aunque tengamos obstáculos, continuamos y lo demás. Pero ¿Puedes compartir con nosotros cuál es tu razón, tu por qué?
Bueno, la verdad que mi por qué ha cambiado como va pasando el tiempo, Lupita. Lo voy a volver a repetir. Mi por qué ha cambiado a como ha pasado el tiempo. Mi por qué cuando yo inicié un 23 de diciembre del 2010 fue retirar a mi esposo de su empleo, de sus empleos. Él tenía dos trabajos. Ese era mi por qué. ¿Y por qué principal? Gracias a Dios se alcanzó, se logró. Ambit nos ha dado más de lo que yo buscaba. Todo lo que te dice cuando uno hace el cierre en la presentación, nosotros lo hemos podido ver. Y no solamente en nosotros, sino en consultores de nuestra organización. Pero actualmente mi por qué no es mi por qué del 2010. Mi por qué de hoy es que más personas puedan ver que Ambit es una gran, gran bendición que te transforma la vida, no solamente en la económica, sino en todos los aspectos de tu vida, te la cambia. Pero tienes que amar a Ambit, tienes que apasionarte de lo que haces, tienes que creer en Ambit, porque si tú crees en Ambit, los demás van a creer en ti. Si tú crees a medias, los demás van a ver eso de ti. Así que el porqué de ahora es, no es tener una libertad financiera, porque gracias a Dios ya lo tenemos. Es que más personas tengan lo que José y Elizabeth Jiménez tienen, que es vivir con un estilo de vida y ayudar a los demás.
Oh my gosh, muy cierto, muy muy cierto, es algo tan poderoso que estés en esa posición de tanta bendición. It's like really, really powerful that you actually can be in that huge, powerful position of a blessing. She said that her why has been changing a lot. It's not the same why that she begins back in December 23rd of 2010. Her why, which was like the first, the meaningful why, it was to be able to help her husband to get out of her two jobs that back in the day he used to have. Now it's not the same. Now is be able to help other people to get into those blessings, that this business can be able to transform your life, that it can be able to change. But for you to be able to change, you need to love, you need to believe, and you need to be really passionate about it. You cannot be able to believe only halfway, because other people will be able to see that. Be able to see that this is, you don't love it, that you cannot be able to love something halfway. You cannot be able to have passion about something halfway, like not 15%. You need to be able to believe, to love, and to be able to be a passionate 100%, because in that way, like, other people will be able to see it and they can be able to experience that. Now they want to be able to have this for other people to be able to experience. This is her why now, that other people, they can be able to have what Jose and Elizabeth Jimenez can be able to have now, a lifestyle, and be able to help others to achieve the same as they do now. This is beautiful. Like, believe me, like, this is completely beautiful, because, like, you see that then you become a servant because you have a servant heart, because you truly want other people to be able to succeed, to be able to be in the position to experience all these blessings. O sea, esto es completamente maravilloso, porque te das cuenta que todo cambia por completo, porque entonces te empiezas a tener un corazón de ayudar, de servidor, para que otras personas puedan agarrar y tener este tipo de experiencias y poder lograr cosas para sí mismos que puedan ayudarlos a cambiar su vida.
Correcto.
Y es ¿cómo se llama? Es algo completamente más allá de lo que a veces nosotros podemos entender al principio. Bueno, continuando con las preguntas, que, o sea, siento que como que se van entrelazando entre sí mismas. Hay una de las cosas que me gustaría que me platicaras, con todos estos cambios que has visto alrededor de tu carrera, ¿cuál es uno de los consejos que nos darías a todos los que estamos escuchándote? I know, like, all these things are coming all together and there's, like, really becoming one thing, like, but can you please tell us, how is that, like, with all these changes that you've been able to see during all your career with Ambit, what is one of the, I'm getting stuck on the traduction, okay? So, recommendation or advice, that's actually the word, advice that you will be able to give us for everybody that we are listening.
Okay. Sabes que hace meses Ambit me invitó para poder hacer un video, que lo ponen en la página de Ambit, y ese video yo le titulé Toda crisis trae una excelente oportunidad. Toda crisis trae una excelente oportunidad. Y la verdad que cuando el ser humano vive en constante crecimiento, cuando pasa una crisis, no lo va a ver como una crisis. lo va a ver como una oportunidad. Solamente los que no se estén capacitando, los que no han encontrado su pasión, su propósito de vida, lo van a ver como una crisis. Pero toda crisis trae consigo una gran, gran oportunidad. La verdad que siempre van a haber situaciones en la vida, ya sea en tu país o en este país, todo el tiempo, toda temporada, pero no depende de la temporada, no depende de la crisis, depende de ti. No depende de la temporada, no depende de la crisis, depende de ti. ¿Cómo estás afianzado con tu porqué, tu pasión, tu propósito en la vida? La crisis nos hace sacar lo mejor de nosotros. Un ejemplo, cuando se empezaron a cerrar las presentaciones en vivo y teníamos que usar el Zoom, hay muchas personas que no son muy fácil para manejar la tecnología. Muchos murieron en el camino, muchos se fueron a otro negocio, pero algunos se prepararon para poder continuar con ese propósito en su vida. Entonces, ¿cómo prepararse? ¿Cómo enfrentar las situaciones hoy en día? Es preparándose. Recuerda que el ser humano siempre debe vivir en constante crecimiento. Y quiero compartir contigo, Lupita, no sé si es mucho lo que estoy hablando.
En el libro
15 leyes indispensables de crecimiento, John C. Maxwell menciona una frase ahí que me encanta. Dice, muchas veces las personas estamos ansiosos por mejorar nuestras circunstancias, pero no estamos dispuestos a desarrollarnos a nosotros mismos. Lo voy a volver a repetir. Muchas veces las personas estamos ansiosos por mejorar nuestras circunstancias, pero no estamos dispuestos a desarrollarnos a nosotros mismos. Y cuando nosotros aceptamos el compromiso, porque sí es un compromiso, aceptamos el compromiso de desarrollarnos a nosotros mismos, a tener ese crecimiento personal, no vamos a ver una crisis, vamos a ver una oportunidad. Y una vez más, Ambi está en su mejor momento. Ambi siempre ha dado lo mejor y está dando lo mejor.
Sí, muy cierto. Muy, muy cierto. Es algo que sí, todo viene en la preparación, en las cosas que tú tienes, en cómo te enfrentas a las circunstancias, en cómo tú agarras y desarrollas a tu persona para poder salir a flote con todo esto. Déjame traducirlo porque sí. Yo tengo ganas de decir más cosas.
Let me translate it because I want to say more things.
Okay, so this is one of the things that she said that a couple of months ago she was able to do a video for Ambit that they have the title of as every crisis has brings an excellent opportunity. One of the things that we need to be able to understand is that we are always in a constant developing. We always need to be able to understand that there is always an opportunity, and only for the ones that decide to be able to get into trainings and other ways to develop their leadership and be able to develop themselves, and that's how they're going to be able to find the great opportunities. It doesn't matter where you are. It can be in this country, it can be another country, it can be in another business, it can be in other areas in your life. Remember that everything has their seasons, and everything, we need to understand that at the end, it depends on you, because you cannot be able to blame other things, because at the end, it comes into you. How is that you be able to face this? Is going to be really important, because at the end, you're going to be able to show actually to yourself how really you're attached to your why. How is that you can be able to bring the power for you to be able to actually execute and give results, and every crisis will be able to bring the best of us. An example is Zoom. When people start seeing like all these issues, when everything was starting closing down, when the pandemic hits, what happens? Like all the business presentation in person will end up going and shut down. So many, many people were like really scared about technology because they were not really good at it. But other people like literally be able to develop this as skill and be able to get into a different position. They can be able to do training, they can be able to do other things. And now you can be able to see who were able to overcome that fear. And also we know that there is like a lot of people die because of this, or they decide to stop doing the business, they decide to be in the business, they go to another area, they go to another business as well, because there was fear, it was a lot of fear for the technology. So like in this case, like this is how actually you can be able to see who you are, because the way that you face like the problems, that's actually how is that you can be able to understand that we always have to live in constant grow. So like one of the things that is in the 15 laws of growing, I think that is the name of the book that she was telling me about, John Maxwell, is that a lot of times there is a lot of actions there is like at least we need to be able to understand that we need to be able to put ourselves there, so in that way we can be able to develop ourselves and become the best version of ourselves. Every crisis brings a big opportunity. Every crisis brings a great opportunity, and that's how we need to be able to understand. Because, like, we need to be able to get ourselves facing our fears, be able to get there, so in that way we can be able to overcome and be able to be the best version of us. Ambit is in the best of their best. Right now, like, it's in the best moment. Right now, like, Ambit is where they need to be at, because that's how it is. Every crisis brings a great opportunity. And right now is the best opportunity that we do have. So, muchísimas gracias Elizabeth por estar aquí conmigo. Dame una recomendación más, o sea, quisiera tenerla aquí toda la noche, pero yo sé que no se puede. Like, one recommendation more, please. I know that I would love to have you like all night here, but I know that we can't. But just give me like one more recommendation, a book, audio, something that you can be able to leave with us. So in that way, we can be able to have like a little bit of Elizabeth Jiménez. Déjanos algo, un poquito de ti por medio de un libro, de un audio, de un entrenamiento, de algo, para que podamos llevarnos un poquito más de ti.
Que te diga el nombre de un libro, o a qué te refieres?
Sí, en lo que tú nos quieras algo, aparte de, y cómo fue que ese libro te llevó a donde estás, que te impactó, algo que te haya impactado demasiado.
Okay. Les voy a recomendar el mejor libro, y es un libro de sabiduría. Se llama La Biblia. Ese libro está lleno de tanta, tanta, tanta sabiduría. Ese libro nos ayuda a entender nuestra vida, a entender nuestro negocio, a entender nuestro liderazgo, a entender muchas cosas. Que de ese libro, los grandes escritores sacan sus frases, sacan sus reflexiones para que nosotros podamos leer. Ese es el libro número uno, La Biblia, Lupita.
Okay, so what she said is like the best book that she truly recommends, that is a book full of wisdom. Literally, it's a book that is wisdom itself. That this book, it helps a lot of leaderships, businesses. It's full of reflection. It's the book number one in the whole history of humanity. You know that in many, many authors, that they are actually inspired by this book, which is the Bible. She truly recommends this book. So in that way, we can be able to get many things out of this. And as she said, it's full of wisdom. Muy cierto, este libro es bastante, o sea, es todo.
Claro.
¿Cómo se llama? Muy, muy importante en la vida de muchísimos de nosotros que nos enseña. Bueno,
claro.
La enseñanza es enorme.
Es claro,
cierto.
Claro.
¿Qué te puedo decir, Elizabeth? Ha sido un perfecto y enorme honor tenerte. O sea, digo perfecto porque es así como que lo siento como si fuera un sueño, créeme. Cada vez que me toca hacer este tipo de cosas, lo siento así como que no lo creo. Alguien que me pellizque.
Se nos fue la hora.
Se nos fue la hora, cierto. So yeah, one of the things is I always said is I feel like it's a perfect, it's like a dream, because it's so amazing always that I be able to have the opportunity to have this type of conversation and these trainings and these calls with her, because it's believe me, it's a good treat for me. Pero muchísimas gracias, Elizabeth, de veras aprecio muchísimo lo que haces por todos nosotros. Tu existencia ha traído muchísimas cosas para la vida de muchísimas personas, incluyendo la mía. Has traído un enorme valor a mi persona, el hecho de que haces lo que haces, impactas a muchos, y la verdad es gracias, Elizabeth, por impactar mi vida, ayudarme a cambiarla y a decir un día voy a ser como Elizabeth Jiménez.
No, al contrario, Lupita, gracias a ti por invitarme. Para mí fue un placer haber compartido parte de Elizabeth Jiménez con esta linda audiencia. La verdad que es grato compartirlo. Nos veremos en Ambition, primero Dios, y que Dios me los bendiga.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, as I was saying, thank you so much, Elizabeth, for being here with us tonight. I truly love everything that you do. I'm so grateful for the fact that you do what you do, because you bring a lot of value to so many people, especially myself, because the way that you were able to add value into my life and be able to help me out, to understand that this is the best thing that ever happened to me, and as well, the fact that I can be able to dream and say, one day when I grow up, I want to be like Elizabeth Jiménez. Muchísimas gracias de nuevo, y I do hope everybody that you guys can be able to have a blessed night. And please go and give that call, give that hug to all your dads. And if you guys don't have your dad nearby because of distance, because of whatever, just you guys can be able to make that extra call. But if he's not here, raise your prayers so in that way they can be able to hear you guys and be able to continue blessing you. I truly love you all, and I hope you guys can be able to have a blessed night. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to open the mic, the line, so in the way everybody can be able to say something to Elizabeth Jiménez. Muchísimas gracias, y agradezco a todos los papás que estén aquí y a todos los que nos están escuchando. Y por favor, hagan esas llamadas. A veces no los tenemos cerca o a veces sí. Pero si pueden hacer dar el abrazo, y si no, hagan esas llamadas, y si no están con nosotros ya, levanten esa oración para que sigan cuidando de todos ustedes. Muchísimas gracias por estar con nosotros, y vamos a abrir las líneas para que puedan decir algo a Elizabeth.
Thank you very much, Lupita. That was a fantastic call. Thank you, Elizabeth. It's so great to hear you. Can't wait to see you at Ambition, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much.